I'm meteorologist Peter Chan at the National Weather Service for Alaska statewide weather on this Tuesday afternoon, April 8th. Low pressure continues to sit out over the western Gulf. It's going to pull across the Kenai Peninsula tonight. And on the backside of this low, where the air is a bit colder, it's snowing. And there is a winter weather advisory that's in effect now for the western Kenai through early Wednesday afternoon. Places like Homer, Anchor Point, through Nanilchek, pick up as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow total through early Wednesday afternoon. That includes what fell today. And other areas that could see some accumulating snow will be spreading up along the Kenai Peninsula. That would include Soldotna, Kenai, and Nikiski as we go through tonight and Wednesday morning. Anchorage Bowl could also pick up some additional light snow over the next couple of days as moisture continues to be pulled in off of the Gulf by the circulation around this low pressure. Other areas or troughs, impulses of low pressure will be working their way up across the panhandle, especially as we get into the day on Thursday. So there could be an enhanced batch of rain and snow showers moving in again across areas of the panhandle and along the Gulf Coast here through the end of the week. As we look further west, there is some really cold air. This morning it was 21 below zero at Noatak for the state's low temperature, and that Arctic air over the Chukchi Sea and eastern Russia will begin to head southward on Thursday night through the day Friday, and then that's going to help develop a broader low pressure circulation around the Alaska Peninsula for this weekend. That low will wobble back up into the southeast corner of the Bering and then pull back southeastward across the North Pacific. And with the system, there will be on the backside windy conditions and snow showers across the Aleutians and potentially the Pribilof Islands, and then we will see precipitation spreading upward into the western Gulf and areas of the southwest early in the weekend on Saturday before spreading east northeastward across the northern Gulf Coast and into the panhandle. So an active weather pattern is going to continue across southern Alaska and along the Gulf Coast as we head through the upcoming weekend. Overall though, below normal temperatures are expected to continue, especially along the west coast right up through mid-month. So this is not much of a change to the overall pattern. For Alaska statewide weather, I'm Peter Chan.